This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Wayne County Executive, Warren Evans, delivered his State of the County address yesterday, and he joins us now to give us a brief overview. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks, Lester. Great to be back.
Property values and taxes were at the top of the list in a couple of different ways. Let's start with the fact that, like a lot of municipalities, the Great Recession devastated the housing market. It's since recovered, but tax revenue is way down. Why?
Well, it's way down because of Headley and Prop A, and it's far more painful, I think, for counties around the state because we have a much more significant reliance on property taxes. Headley and Prop A do a great job when your property values go down. It drops immediately, but based on Headley and Prop A, the ability for the property taxes to catch up with the current home values is significantly limited, and so for an example, in Wayne County, for the last 4 years, as we were coming out of our financial problems, we were doing it with about $100 million less than the revenue that we had in 07, which is 25% less general fund revenue. And that's pretty significant.
Some municipalities have suggested changing Prop A or rethinking the Headley Amendment to the Constitution. What are you thinking about? What might be the answer?
I'm not so sure that I have any answer other than the one you just mentioned, and I certainly think that that's a feasible approach. We certainly don't want people paying taxes over and above the assessed values of their homes, but I think as the taxes go down with the down market, there has to be a better mechanism for the tax revenue to catch back up. I mean, the expectation is that we will provide quality services to our constituents, and if we do that, we actually bring quality to the neighborhoods, which really helps the value. And conversely, if we don't have the money, it can be detrimental.
Well, let's talk about Wayne County's overall finances. You talked about how much less you're getting now than you did. The roads and bridges need attention. Your park system's not well-funded. Your pension funds are underfunded. You still have to provide public services, but you have a lot less money to do that. So how do you deal with it?
Well, you just you worry about it at night, and you try to manage your budget as best you can. We've had 4 years of balanced budgets now and budget surpluses, but what few people understand is we need the surpluses to be able to have that influx of cash to be able to put back in the pension system. It's not there for general service provision uses, and so when I took office, we were 45% funded in our pension fund. At the end of last year, we were up to 61%, but 80% is really the minimum that you should have to feel comfortable that you have a stable retirement system. So we've got an awful long way to go, and with no large influxes of cash, that might be a 10-year process of siphoning off surpluses that could be used to enhance county services to pour back into pensions.
As you mentioned, Wayne County has some of the most traveled roads in the state. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has proposed a phased-in 45-cent fuel tax to fix the roads. Is that what you need, and would you get enough money fast enough?
Well, there are two questions there, and I don't totally have the answers to. I mean, what I think is that the governor has done a good job of not trying to put a Band-Aid on the problem. I mean, I think what she's proposing is something that would actually move us in the right direction in terms of our road repairs. Now, you know, is that the best methodology to do it? You know, I guess I'm not so sure. But I learned a long time ago that if I wanted to be governor, I'd have to run for it. And so I try to support initiatives that will help to move us in the right direction and let other people quibble about whether that's the best way to raise the money. The second part of the question is, will it raise enough? Certainly, if it was allocated through what we call Act 51 dollars, which is traditional road funding, it certainly would not be enough because the funding mechanism for Act 51 is it borders on lunacy as far as I'm concerned.
In what way?
We receive money based on the amount of linear miles that each area has. Whether it's a four-lane roadway or a one-lane roadway, it's a linear mile, which to me is lunacy. I mean, obviously, repairing four lanes is significantly more costly than repairing one, but there's no difference in the formula between those two extremes. And there is nothing in the formula that talks about the degradation to the roads from trucks and other things. I mean, clearly, Wayne County is going to have far more damage to the roads with overweight trucks and the amount of traffic we have at, four sports venues and an international border. It's a little different than traveling through Ishpeming.
So do you need an immediate cash infusion to get things kickstarted?
Well, we need an immediate cash infusion, but if the cash infusion comes in the same formula that we've been receiving dollars, we're still going to be significantly underfunded, I think, is the issue.
Gotcha.
That I'm talking about. And clearly with what we do now, if we make the best use of the Act 51 dollars we have, we still aren't improving overall the roads in Wayne County. And that's an impending disaster that we'd like to stave off.
In your State of the County address, you also called for a review of the payment plans that the county offers to people to catch up on their property taxes rather than lose their homes to foreclosure. What are your concerns about those payment plans?
Well, the concern in a nutshell is, are they working? I think payment plans that will make it easier for people to stay in their homes and keep their properties is absolutely a great thing, and I support it 100%. I don't have the data to know whether these payment plans are really working or not. There's the issue of keeping up with the payment plan, and there's also the issue of keeping up with the ongoing current taxes. And if all of that's being met and we're giving people an opportunity to keep their houses that would have had it before, it's wonderful. But if we're kicking the can down the road because significant numbers of people are not able to keep up with the payment plans and thus we're just forestalling foreclosure for a couple more years, then that's not so good. And so I don't know what the answer is, but we'll be seeking the data and review in the very near future to try to come up with some assessment of just how effective that's working.
The Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer took you to task about statements you made during a meeting with the newspaper's editorial board. She wrote that you referred to the money from the auction of foreclosed houses as blood money. Her conclusion is, if you don't want blood money, you should do something about it. What do you think of that assessment?
Well, I think it's a silly assessment, number one. What I said was, we would much rather have people in their homes than collect what's frequently referred to as DTRF funds. As a social imperative, I would much rather never receive DTRF funds if people are in their homes and able to pay their taxes. If DTRF funds become available because of the auction process, of course, I'm not going to turn the money back. I mean, you've heard me talk for quite a while about the county's deficit and our underfunding in the first place. The point I'm making here is I would much rather have people in their homes and have a foreclosure process that makes more sense than the existing one to hopefully lessen that. I mean, if I receive less money in delinquent tax dollars, then my job is to manage with what I have, and I'll manage all day smiling if it's a situation where people are able to maintain their homes, which are really their biggest investments for most people in their life.
Warren Evans is the Wayne County Executive. We've been talking about his State of the County address yesterday. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Happy to be here.